Okay, next person is Fanny Nash, N-A-S-H.
I see the point about regulation and expectations, but I think doctors have that.
Fanny Nash, date of birth is 4/10/53, face-to-face evaluation today, 24. Ms. Nash is a 71-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of CHF, obesity, COPD. Actually put hospice because of COPD. She also suffers from CHF, asthma, sleep apnea, DJD. Hypertension and atrial kidney paragraph. Most recently, she's had increased shortness of breath. She was treated with Mucinex for the past 48 hours. The patient's shortness of breath is getting worse. She's also having exacerbation. She requires an antibiotic now, taking hydrocodone for pain, no longer able to handle, able to take tramadol. She's on 3 liters of oxygen, O2 saturation is at 94%, period. Patient is a smoker, continues to smoke, but has not been able to do so because she's too weak to get out. She's now bedbound because of her shortness of breath, period. She belongs in the American Heart Association class 4 of congestive heart failure with increased shortness of breath, pedal edema, and exacerbation with any activity, including speaking, period. She has chronic pain on Lyrica and hydrocodone, as I mentioned, period. Paragraph. Patient is using a nebulizer, her O2, is 95% on 2 liters, period. Paragraph. She also requires 3D treatments. Hours. Patient was also it will be recommended to the medical director to start patient on Levaquin 750 once a day for the next 7 days, given her exacerbation of COPD. Period. She tells me that she's no longer able to go into smoke after she gets over this episode of her exacerbation of COPD, and also suffers from orthopnea, PND. Class American Heart Association of Class 4. Patient has atrial fibrillation, which reduces her ability to ambulate and increases her weakness. Increases her weakness. Because of loss of cardiac output. Given the natural progression of this patient's disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.